Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, our avid readers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf, and I'm Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a good book to read this week. Today is also the anniversary of the demise of the Holy Prophet and the martyrdom of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. On behalf of myself and our team here on IRIB English Radio, we would like to give our condolences to our dear listeners. Our infallible Ahlul Bayt are our lanterns of guidance through the journey that is earthly life. They are the signs that we read to find our way towards our destination. They are the pillars that God has introduced that can deliver us safely to God Himself. We honor the Prophet and our Imams with our utmost respect from the depths of our hearts and the purest of our beliefs. And history, however, wasn't as passionate. Although the Ahlul Bayt's right to rule the Muslims was clear, however, this right was almost never given to them but for a few short years, through which chaos and fitna was spread by the enemies of the religion of Muhammad. The Ahlul Bayt lived through oppression and cruelty, lies and slander, schemes and plots against them, all because they called the Muslims to the original traditions of Muhammad. We commemorate our holy leaders one by one in honor for the sacrifice they made to guide us and to remind ourselves of the individuals that we must hold high and respected, revered and followed. We want to remind ourselves of how cruel a heart mesmerized by the world and its temporary wealth can be, and how destructive ignorance can become. We remind ourselves of how innocent our imams, the flags of guidance and the peaks of sacrifice were, even after their death. Today's episode is to the Holy Messenger of Islam and to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. May we be associated with them on the Day of Judgment. Stay tuned.
وصلي على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون
You are back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. In commemoration of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba's martyrdom, today we want to introduce a book about our second Imam. Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Mujtaba was Ali ibn Abi Talib's eldest son and the Prophet's eldest grandchild. He was adored by the Prophet and succeeded to the caliphate upon the martyrdom of Ali ibn Abi Talib. However, he faced chaos throughout the Islamic realm as a result of Muawiyah's fitnas and the unquestioned obedience he enjoyed from the people of Levant. The Imam had to deal with Muawiyah's uprising in a country that had suffered from great losses already due to civil war and an army that wasn't quite sure whether they preferred worldly wealth or divine rewards. Imam al-Mujtaba's most controversial moment was his peace with Muawiyah, and his most innocent moment may have been after his martyrdom by his wife, where a group refused to allow Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba's body to be buried by his grandfather's side, the noble prophet, and to which they attacked with arrows. Sometimes, the enemy's actions are enough to reveal who's who in a conflict. Today's book is called Imam Hassan and Caliphate by Qurratul Ayn Abidi, published by Ansarium Publications of Qom. The book has kindly been published for free on al-islam.org by Ansarium Publications. Ansarium Publications has dedicated itself to translating and disseminating Islamic books in several languages for decades. They are a truly respected institution and offer any help that they can. So I have the book in front of me. It comes in 101 pages. It talks about the supporters of feudalism, the group of self-seekers, the Khawarij, the doubters, Al-Futuh ibn Atham, rebuttals of another misunderstanding, what happened in Madayan, meeting with the army officers, Imam's sermon before peace, analysis of Zuhri's narration, the blank paper, the terms and conditions of the peace treaty, analysis of the terms and conditions of the peace. After the break, I'm going to read page 57 of this book, which is about the Imam's sermon before the peace. You can join us in the reading. Simply download the book Imam Hassan and Caliphate from al-islam.org. Stay tuned. We'll be back soon.
لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Bookshelf, and we are about to read page 57 of Imam Hassan and Caliphate, which you can download from al-islam.org. Keep in mind as I read this sermon that Imam Hassan read this to his army of weak determination. We quote the sermon from authentic historical sources. By God, neither had we any doubt about fighting the Syrians, nor did we have any remorse, because it was we who had fought the Syrians with confidence and humility. But enmity took the place of confidence, and uncertainty replaced patience. Earlier, when you were marching towards Siffin, your religion dominated your worldly feelings. But today, the worldly benefits are uppermost in your mind, over and above religion. Beware that you have become divided between two types of slain persons, one who were killed in Siffin and whom you are mourning, and the other ones who were killed in Nahrawan, whose revenge you want to take. The others have run away from war. However, the mourners of those killed intend to fight on. Beware, Muawiyah has made us such an offer which is neither respectful nor is it based on justice. So if you decide to fight till death, then we will again attack Muawiyah and force him with the might of the sword to turn to the right path as commanded by Almighty God. But if you choose worldly life, then we will accept his offer and get protection for you. Hearing this, the cry of life, life was heard from all directions. So when the Imam saw the low spirits of his companions and found them unwilling to such an extent to fight, he sent Abdullah ibn Haris ibn Nawfal ibn Haris, the nephew of Muawiyah, to him and accepted the peace offer. Though the above historical sermon of the Imam was most significant, as he had also analyzed their morale and political conditions, yet what is much more important is that the sermon had clearly vindicated the stand taken by Imam al-Mujtaba about peace and war. History provides contradictory situations about peace and war, but if someone wants to study the true ideas of the Imam about peace and war, then he should concentrate on the above sermon. Imam had shown his firm determination to fight on despite the disobedience, differences, treachery, many incidents, including the attack on his camp and the murderous attack on himself, provided the soldiers were willing to fight according to his command.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
I hope I've managed to give you an understanding of what this book is about. It brings authentic sources and gives deep analysis about the events. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba truly was innocent. even after he was killed. We would like to offer our condolences on behalf of IRIB English Radio to all our listeners and ask you to pray for us during your mornings. You were listening to Bookshelf, and we were covering the book Imam Hassan and Caliphate, which you can download from al-islam.org. You can download an archive of this episode and our previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you.